For those of us paying off a home loan, we probably won't be hearing any good news on Tuesday. That's when the Reserve Bank is set to lift interest rates again. And these rate hikes are already having an impact on the housing market. The latest CoreLogic figures show that property prices dropped by 2% in just 3 months. Some analysts are saying this is comparable to what we saw when the global financial crisis began back in 2008. For more on this, let's bring in the ABC's business reporter, David Chow. Hi, David.
Morning, Norman.
So give us the lay of the land.
Yeah, sure. So this is a very big fall, as you said, in a short amount of time. And it shows the Reserve Bank rate hikes, which are being passed on in full by the banks, are affecting how much people can borrow and indeed how much they're prepared to pay for a house generally. Now, that's the big picture. And it varies dramatically from city to city as well, the rises and falls. So in July, the biggest falls were seen in Sydney, where prices were down 2% in a single month. Melbourne and Hobart had smaller falls, but down about 1.5% over a month. Canberra and Brisbane also down about around 1%. On the flip side, there are some property markets where prices actually went up. Smaller cities like Perth and Darwin and Adelaide went up by tiny fractions, but it is their slowest rate of growth in a while. And also, Norman, the other interesting thing is that prices in regional Australia, which has been a booming market, they dropped for the first time in nearly 2 years. So this downturn is really accelerating, these figures are showing. So the average of all that, it all resulted in Australia's median property price falling by 1.3% in a single month. Now, as you said, we haven't seen anything like that since the GFC 14 years ago, and indeed the early 1980s recession, according to Tim Lawless, CoreLogic's research director, who I spoke to a bit earlier.
I think this downturn will be similar to the global financial crisis in the fact that it will be quite short but sharp. We saw national housing values were down about 8.5%. The chances are, comparing back to the global financial crisis, which only lasted around 12 months or about 11 months from peak to trough, there was a lot of stimulus that tended to save the markets back then. We aren't seeing the same situation through this decline. We probably will see interest rates continuing to rise at least through to the end of the year, maybe even into next year quite substantially, which is likely to see the level of price declines gather some further momentum from here. And I wouldn't be surprised if values fell more than what they did during the global financial crisis from peak to trough.
Tim Lawless, CoreLogic's research director. Now, some, you know, and he was implying there, some economists have had made dire predictions about house prices falling 20% in the next year or so. And you have to remember, in Japan, they dropped 87% in the 90s and 2000s. But the 20%, doesn't that just take prices to back to where they were last year?
Indeed, Norman. So a fall of that magnitude, if it were to happen, isn't much in the grand scheme of things, especially when you consider the average house in Sydney went up by around 40% in the last couple of years. Apartments, though, in Sydney went up by a slower pace, but still pretty high. And that 40% figure, that's how much regional property prices in general rose by in the past couple of years as people look for better lifestyles, especially if they didn't need to physically be in the office. Overall, it's not the best situation for those wanting to buy because they might have to accept a lower price and be more willing to
sell.
A lower price is good for them, but they'll have a higher mortgage repayment. What I mean to say is that it's not good news for those who own a house because they won't be able to sell at the highest price possible. That ship has sailed. The market's already peaked, so they'll have to lower their expectations. And renters will be doing it toughest because the median rent went up 10% in the past year, more than double the usual rent increase we normally expect annually. It's because of low vacancy rates and more competition from international students and international workers as borders reopened. So for renters, they're in a tough spot because it's harder for them to save up to buy a property because the cost of living has surged to a 20-year high. More of their savings are caught up now on spending on food, vegetables, petrol and electricity prices. So it's pretty much tough for everyone. Everyone's losing out in some way, except if you're a landlord.
And, you know, 20% is a lot if you're underwater and having bought it at 20% higher and you've got a mortgage at 20% higher valuation. So what can we expect from the Reserve Bank tomorrow, do you think?
Yeah, so Norman, many people are expecting a double rate hike again from the Reserve Bank tomorrow, up by 0.5 percentage point, which would be the third increase of that magnitude in a row. And that was after consumer prices shot up by around 6% in the past year, according to last week's inflation figures, which is around 20-year high. So the Reserve Bank wants to get to a neutral rate, one that doesn't stimulate or slow down the economy. It reckons 2.5% is that rate, which is about double what it it is right now. So, you know, if the RBA were to lift rates to 2.5%, you know, CoreLogic's estimate is those on a variable mortgage, let's say $750,000 left to pay on their mortgage, they'd have to fork out an extra $1,000 per month compared to the record low rates they're paying before the month of May, Norman.
It's an extraordinary sum of money. David, thanks for joining us.
No worries.
ABC business reporter David Chow here on RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.